Chapter 11. And it happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Then, one evening, David arose from his bed and walked out on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one answered, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And David sent messengers to take her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. And when she was consecrated from her uncleanness, she returned to her house. And the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, "I am with child." David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah arrived, David asked him of the welfare of Joab, and how the people were doing, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and a gift from the king was sent after him. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, "Uriah did not go down to his house," David said to Uriah, "Did you not come from a long journey? Why then did you not go down to your house?" And Uriah answered David, "The ark and Israel and Judah abide in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open fields. Shall I then go into my own house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? As you live, and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing." So David said to Uriah, "Remain here today also, and tomorrow I will let you depart." So Uriah stayed in Jerusalem that day and the next. And when David called him, he ate and drank before him, and he made him drunk. And at evening he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but did not go down to his house. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, "Set Uriah in the front of the hottest battle, and back away from him, that he may be struck down and die." And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite also. Then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, after you have relayed all the events of the war to the king, and if it be that the king's wrath arises, and he says to you, 'Why did you go so near to the city to fight? Did you not know that they would shoot from the wall?' Who killed Abimelech, the son of Jerubbisheth? Did not a woman cast a millstone upon him from the wall that he died in Thebes? Why were you so near the wall?' Then answer, 'Your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also.'" So the messenger went and related to David all that Joab had sent him for. And the messenger said to David, "Surely the men prevailed against us and came out into the field to us, and we were caught between them and the entrance of the gate. And the archers shot from the wall on your servants, and some of the king's servants were killed. And your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead also." Then David said to the messenger, "Thus you shall say to Joab, 'Do not let this thing displease you, for the sword devours one as well as another. Make the battle stronger against the city, and overthrow it,' and so encourage him."